6:32. Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Wyza. We are back. Well, we hear a lot about how multinational corporations are taking over the world, but expanding globally is not a simple matter. A new Michigan State University study looking at the dynamics and the benefits of spreading a business operation into multiple countries. The study led by Thomas Holt. He's the director of MSU's International Business Center, and it was also published in the latest edition of the Global Strategy Journal. Thomas, thanks for joining us on WILS.
I appreciate the time again, and I appreciate being on to talk about Michigan exporting.
Always fun to do that. Now, this is the largest ever conducted study into the effect of multinationality on firm performance, incorporating data from nearly 48,000 firms. So just how many nations does a typical company spread its operations across?
We can make it a little more interesting. Talk about Michigan companies. The study you're referring to is basically where we're taking everything ever done on multinationality and its effect on firm-level performance. But if we go a little bit closer to home and talk about Michigan companies, last year we had roughly 11,000 companies from Michigan that went international doing something, exporting or more. Of those companies, the vast majority are small businesses, and of all, about 91% of those 11,000 or so are small businesses. And of all these companies, wherever they go to roughly, on average, 8 countries, to give you the landscape. Now, clearly, Michigan companies go to Canada, and clearly, U.S. companies in general go to Canada and Mexico. But the average company then goes to about 8 other countries when they do international business.
And so when they're going to different countries, if they're Michigan-based, are they typically setting up production in third-world countries, or is it most of the time are they simply marketing and selling to other countries?
No, they're marketing and selling by far as the majority of what they do. We don't have exact numbers, but I would guess that we're in about 95% of what companies do overseas. They typically export, because the vast majority, again, are small and medium-sized companies. These are companies with, by the way, we count them 500 employees or fewer. These are companies that really don't have the know-how a lot of times, or they're not willing to take the risk-reward of going international without some kind of infrastructure help from the state that they're coming from. And like the state of Michigan, we can talk about the ramping up of infrastructure help here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, now, when you're a Michigan company, then marketing and selling to other countries, are you typically then choosing developed countries or some of these third-world countries?
We have the, if you want to look at beyond Canada and Mexico, the countries in focus actually for the next 3 years, so the current year 2012 all the way to 2014, China, Canada, Brazil, Mexico, India, Germany, England, South Korea, Japan, and France, in that order, are the countries that Michigan companies seem to want to focus on, and then the sort of the rising stars on that list would be Brazil and India. We haven't focused, as Michigan companies, we haven't focused as much on them as perhaps we could have or should have, but those are the two countries, Brazil and India, that are the rising stars for the next 3 years for Michigan companies.
I'm talking to Thomas Holt. He's the director of MSU's International Business Center, about his new study into the effect of multinationality on firm performance. So is the effect then that the more spread out you are, the more multinational you are, the better the performance tends to be?
There are spillover benefits. Just by being international, you are diversifying a little bit of what you're doing, and that helps a little bit. For example, the economic downturn that we had in 2008 clearly had an effect. If you are a little bit spread out, that has implications. For example, as we've seen with Michigan exports, we exported about $51 billion worth of products and services last year. And if we go back to right after the downturn, say 2009 to now, that's roughly a 55% increase. So clearly, if you were just going to Canada or just going to Mexico or a few countries, that had serious implications for who we are as a state, but also the companies that were very heavily auto-focused, obviously.
Now,
pre-2008.
A company that's considering going to becoming multinational and selling to other countries, are there any factors they should consider to maybe think twice about doing so?
Well, the logical way of looking at it is to start with a fairly small number of countries, and past history tells us that start with a fairly small number of countries that look and feel like your home area. So if we are from the United States or even from Michigan, what are the logical areas? Geographic proximity kind of gets us to Canada and Mexico. Beyond Canada and Mexico, where should you go, or where would you have to change the least features of your products or services, or the least aspects of really doing business? That's a good of a start as any. But beyond that, we have tremendous markets. For example, just as one quick one, we do a lot of production and a lot of things with China, and we expect that we produce things there and ship it to the rest of the world. Well, China right now has about 15 million people that are so-called middle class that look and feel like us. By 2020, they will have 193 million people that look and feel like us as the middle class, if you will. And going from 15 to, I'm rounding up, to 200 million, you have a tremendous market potential in China to sell into China in the next just a few years. Should be considered.
It seems that the perception, though, is that multinational corporations move production to third world countries because it's cheaper to produce there, and then they can certainly sell to those markets and sell to developed countries. Are you saying that's not typically the case?
Third world countries, I wouldn't go quite that far. There is a lot of the production that we move to developed nations or emerging markets, I guess we should call it. There are about 30 developed nations in the world, give or take. There are another batch of about 30 emerging markets. There are the up-and-comers. So we have a lot of potential in those 30 markets. But we have to keep in mind that moving production to a less developed nation may be a dime on the dollar in cost of the actual product, but it's got a lot of cost associated with the control of quality, the process, getting the product around. So it's not as easy as looking at the labor is really cheap. That has implications. There's a lot more to the control and the expectation of quality that certain companies carry with them, and that has to be taken into account as well.
Tell me, what do you think about tariffs? They go against the entire concept of becoming a multinational company, but many say it's really the best tool to set up a fair playing ground for U.S. companies that want to manufacture goods in the U.S. and compete against other manufacturing places like China. Do you think, in general, an idea of setting up tariffs is a bad one?
Well, for some industries in the U.S., it's probably a logical way to go because we do want to be a little bit self-sufficient on who we are. But the U.S. has aggressively always been the open market, and that usually leads to good trade agreements with other countries. We have a hard time getting some of these trade agreements on the books, so to speak, and through the legislator. But in most cases where we're looking at trade agreements in the future, those countries have a better trading agreement or arrangement with us not having those trade agreements. So it would actually open up more doors in most cases if we had better firm trade agreements with a number of different countries. These issues are really the risk-reward that get us back to the small businesses. They're so critical for the state of Michigan and for the country, frankly. But if you look at the numbers, 91% of the companies from Michigan that went international are small and medium-sized companies. These are companies that don't have the know-how necessarily, and many of them do, but the risk-reward of getting into tariffs, this paperwork filled out, that getting into markets, finding markets, all of these things also prevent U.S. companies from going abroad.
Isn't that something the U.S. firms and Michigan companies usually bump into when they try to sell to other countries?
In many cases, they do, and that's why I think working on certain trade agreements are important as well. We know that U.S. companies in general are very competitive internationally. In fact, they're so competitive given that we have some cost issues that, for example, healthcare costs are on a GDP basis quite high in this country, very, very good, but also quite high, and that goes into the overall cost of the product. And we're still able to outcompete most, if not all, other countries in what we do. Mm-hmm. Open up doors for our particular companies, 55% increase since 2009 for Michigan exports, that's fantastic. We have opportunity to go way beyond
in
that.
In a sense, you're saying this perception then that the multinational approach has led to a massive outsourcing and a huge amount of jobs lost in the U.S., both blue-collar and white-collar, that is not quite accurate?
It's a little bit of both. Obviously, there's some blue-collar and perhaps certain types of jobs that have been lost, but we've also gained a lot of knowledge and other types of jobs. But in general, we have products and services as well. Obviously, we are really good at services. The U.S. as a country, we provide fantastic services for the international marketplace. So we have a problem when it comes to making products and the trade imbalance that we have there. But the trading import export on services, we're doing fantastically well. So there may be aspects of who we are that we're not outsourcing those aspects, but two, we should perhaps take advantage of them even a little more than we are.
Now, you know, the manufacturing industries tend to benefit more than service industries in global expansion. When you talk about globally expanding service industries, what kind of expansion are we talking about exactly?
I'm not sure I'm actually following that particular question, but the one thing that Michigan...
I think of expanding service industries, I think of call centers and outsourcing, where we're actually moving the work being done outside the U.S.
It could be anything from consulting firms to accounting firms to other professional type services that generally, for the worldwide marketplace, is led by U.S. firms, where we have subsidiaries of those types or professional services firms in many, many different countries. So those things we're quite good at and perhaps could leverage even more.
I see. But in those cases, we're talking about globalizing the jobs themselves, right?
Yeah, and in many cases, you have the expats, so you have the workers from the U.S. either working from here, doing work for companies in Sweden, or being from here, being located in whichever country, Sweden or other countries, for a certain period of time, and then moving on to the next country. So we're not really outsourcing a lot of the service aspects of the jobs. In some cases, the production of products, manufacturing type things, we are. But on the other hand, we're doing quite well in many of those areas as well.
Bottom line, a Michigan firm that has not considered globalizing its services in some fashion, maybe one or two other countries, it's something they should be considering.
Well, and I can give you what the landscape is going to look like. 86% of Michigan companies actually expect to expand exporting by at least 1% in the next 3 years, and 37% of all Michigan companies expect to expand by at least 10% in that same time frame. So we have a lot of companies looking at the global marketplace that reside in Michigan at the moment. So you have a lot of companies from Michigan that are looking to perhaps diversify, but more importantly, sell more of their products, particular products, since we're a product-oriented state. We're heavy in auto, obviously, but there are other sectors too, energy and chemicals and electronics and food processing, information technology even, life sciences and so on are industries that we identified as both being the focus for exporting and international trade, but also the ones that we are going to live off quite nicely from a global marketplace standpoint in the next few years.
Thomas Hult, director of MSU's International Business Center, talking about his new study into the effect of multinationality on firm performance. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
I appreciate your time. Thanks.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about a shortage of doctors that we are all in for, and there may not be anything we can do about it as the Affordable Care Act is set to take place. What is that going to mean for our medical services? We'll find out next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.